owned, used, and consumed on Passover. Either they contain chametz or kitniot, since they are inedible. This covers most medicines used by adults. If an equally effective chametz-free alternative is available or procurable, this should be used instead. We saw what is yesterday. It's permissible to grind pills and mix the powder with the food items so that the child can take medicine on Passover. If it's medically okay. Number two, liquid medicines, chewable pills, and pills coated with a flavored glaze are considered palatable and may contain chametz. Also, gel caps may present the problem because they may contain non-kosher edible gelatin. Therefore, if the doctor okays it, use a non-chewable, uncoated pill. If that is sakana, so then it's you have to use it anyway. If there's no substitution and it's no sakana, a rabbi should be consulted. Okay. That's basically it. But this is what a little more or less what we said yesterday, although it's not exactly as we shall see going forward. Okay, so this is the very brief one pager, page 85 in the OU guidelines. Now we'll see a little bit more based on this beautiful sefer Oleo the Trufa that we started learning yesterday. And in addition to that, let's show you my Maror Mekaymes here. I have a whole series of guidelines on medicines from various kashrut agencies. I have the CRC list right in front of me. The CRC over-the-counter medicine list.
Oh, yeah.
Let me take that's one thing I have. I'm not sure it's pasted all year long. Hold on a second. Okay, 1 second. No, Rabbi Best in Los Angeles has a whole huge pace of one. 1 second, hold on. I have some more stuff here. Uh-huh. Then I have the OU medicine stuff. Let's see what we have over here. A whole soup. A lot of stuff here. Well, let's get right to it, Rabbi Osai. What is this? Whatever, I'm not sure what I have, but I have a lot of things over here. Let's start first with the Hebrew stuff before we get to the English. So we're discussing yesterday, again, this beautiful sefer called Olehu L'Trufa, based on a pasuk. The word trufa is the modern Hebrew word for medicines. And we were discussing, we got up to the almost the first part of the sefer, but we didn't quite finish like that. Let's see. One of the major issues that we have to discuss here, Bosai, is you apply the principle of achshave to medicines or not. We already spoke about this back when we learned Simon Kuf Gimel. And this is a matter of dispute. The Shakas Arya says yes. Most poskim say no. It's interesting, even the Chazon Ish said that even according to the Shakas Arya, that you do apply achshave if a person takes something which is treif for medical reasons, it's not a problem in our pills. Because in our pills, the medicinal aspect, which is very small, is usually almost always kosher. They throw in other things to make, we discussed this yesterday, to make it bigger, to make it softer, to make it, whatever the reason. And that stuff is not achshave. He doesn't really care about that so much. He cares about the making, getting himself better. And that the part that gets him better is not treif. The problem is, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. We started talking a little bit yesterday. Simen Tov Mem Beis, which is one of the, whoever's the Shulchan Aruch, can look inside. Maybe you should put it on the board? Is that a good idea? Why don't I put the Mishnah Berurah on the board so people can see it? Tough Mem Beis Sif Dalet Orachaim Dover Shenisare Bo Chometz Veino Machal Odom Klal O Sheino Machal Kol Odom Gon Hat Ti Atriaka V'Chayotze Bo What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Brura, rak l'cholim. Also lechol l'achar Pesach. Aser. Why is it aser? It's mutter bahano. But it's achshevei. It's the famous Rosh Hashanah. It says achshevei. So the Mishnah Brura quotes in Sifkotan, chav aleph. What about refuah? So we have to look on Tav Samach Vav, as we mentioned a little bit yesterday. So the question Rabbi Ose over here is, the question is like this. The Issur with Tiryak, why isn't the same as a pill? That's a good question. So in this particular sefer over here, if you don't want to look it up later on, it's on page Kuf Lamed. No, that makes sense. Take that back. Too far. Sorry about that. It's on page Tadi Zion. Ask this kasha. It's like this. There's no achshavei because he's doing it for medical reasons. Either Shulchan Aruch by Tiryak, Yesh Loma. It's a speculation, but I think it's a nice tarot. If it's true, it's great. You see it over there? I want this, no, not tough mem. I want tough mem beis sif dalet. Sif dalet. It's Mishnah Brurus. It's Mishnah Brurus. I get links.
You want to also the Shulchan
Aruch? Well, you know what? Give me Sikot and Chaf. That's be good enough. Sikot and Chaf. Try to start that.
I'm sure you
could
probably actually go
it's
back.
Okay, well, that's what necessary.
Because I can go back to the Shulchan Aruch and get it then.
Hold on. Anyway, yeah, put it on also. Split screen.
Is it this one?
Okay. Good, thank you. So, now we're all set. Thank you very much. Dovah she nesarei b'chomet en amach odom klalo she en amach odom kol odom kol tiryaka af al pi she mutal dekaim av osa lochu ad achar ha-pesach af al pi she en amach chomet al kolshu is it osa li ochlo. Okay, some disagree. It's brought up before Pesach. That's what you paskin. Fine. So now do you get the Mishnah Brurus here by pressing here? On the side.
Already up there,
on
the tabs.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Watch this. It said, Kol Adam, Rak L'cholim, Mutl L'kayim Os L'ochel, Afei Shem L'achila, Kayim Adu Achlo, Ach Shevei. So you see, it's a problem here. Presume it's the cholim. It's refuah that you do say achshavet. What's going on over here? Didn't we say before that we pass on the kula? You don't say achshavet when it comes to refuah. How do you get out of this problem? It's a very serious issue. How do you get out of this problem? So he suggests over here that the tarkia, that the whatever the prohibited food is what heals him. The prohibited food is what heals him, then we apply the principle of achshavei, as opposed to in most of our cases where the actual medicinal substance is innocuous. The tarfus is being used for other side points to make it bigger, make it softer, make it harder, as the case may be. Now, can you get me Shut Minchas Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman from the Bar Ilan? It should work. So, I'm pretty sure Barlan should have it. Reb Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shlomo, it's Chelek Aleph, the beginning of Siman Yud Zayin, suggests that maybe we should apply the principle of Achshavei not only to the actual curing agent, but also to the other items that are put into the pill. After all, it serves a function of eating, which is against the Chazon Ish. They did not accept that. Mincha Shlomo. Keep on. Should be somewhere there. Mincha Shlomo. That's it. Chelek Aleph. Sitting Yud Zayin. Here we go. Trufas with Pesach. Shout out to Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Came in the Nakhtin and got Belia below Shem Leisa. Choshev Derech Achila. So here, it's meant the Dabek Boaz HaTrufa. Come the Hachlik or the Hamtik the Kaktas Amiris Lachala Chol and the Hachas Agula Betoch Mepev of Loa. Came with Shekain after the Harvey is a Choshev Kachomet Shomer the Machal Avrocholim. Neshem Tzrich and the Kabbalah Trufa Shem Revis. But Pashat Adava Shamar of Trufa Muteris Shimora Toch Yain Mosuk Shal Orla, the Vadi Osir Afla Kol Shemo Sakana. Gamkana Bolea Machshim Otis and Chomets Mnesha Ayadeze Yochel of Loa Trufa. Gamachomets Nero the Enayim Yosim at Trufa Atzma. I forgot the Azina Bosom Ekora Hare Vada Idain Kemechom of the Kach. Yachashakvar Asov Yichto Lacholim. Ersha the Goratve. Below Dami the Kupas or Shiyichto the Yeshiva the Hos, yeah, which is a guy made chometz, he made it into a bench, into a stool. Why the Hosam lo kaim klal achila? Shekin hocha the kaim levliya derech apet choshenav derech achila. Yeah. Skip something. Beliyah is called Derech Achila, he says. But, Dabash Shalachazi Klal Achila, V'omeid Rak Livloa, V'gam Rak L'cholim Kamon Glulos, T'nididan Pills, Shapir Choshev L'chulayam Ashlok, Derech Achila V'shar L'cholashem V'sakona. That's what we said already yesterday. If it's something which can be chewed, and you decide to swallow it, maybe it's not called Shlok Derech Achila. It's meant only for swallowing purposes. No one chews it and eats it normally. Shlema Zalm and Paskin, it's a considered shloka derech achiloso. You paskin aloch, it's mutter for chol Hashem v'sakon. Guy's taking a pill, presumably fits that bill. Yes?
So that would be even for the pills with the casings and things.
Hold on, let's go slow. I don't want to put words into his mouth. I don't know. Okay? This is the yisod. Fine. What's considered to be a chola? Okay. This is a tshuva. Adkan, what he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Okay. Maybe you should say achshava, even by the dabek, makes it easy to swallow. Chaznish said no. Now what about starch? Starch is even a greater sword achshava. He says that's over here in the sefer on page Sadi Ches, because it enables the starch enables the medicine to get absorbed into the body. I don't think you say that either. I don't think so. Then he says if it's a flavor which makes the bitterness less, achshave. I wouldn't say that either. But here we got the vitamins. Vitamins is a different story, because some consider vitamins to be food substitutes. Is that really true? I have trouble believing this, honestly. He quotes that Rav Yoshev and Rav Moshe both held that way because of food. According to the Chazon Ish, he thinks it would be mutter if the vitamin itself is kosher and it's only the round and around. You wouldn't apply achshave. I would have said it's not considered a food at all. That's what I think. I don't necessarily think it's considered a food, even though it's called a vitamin food substance. I don't believe it. Okay, let's not discuss Rav Osai briefly, because we could spend a whole day on this, but I don't want to spend a whole day on this. It's just part of the day. Some of the various items which we mentioned briefly yesterday, whether they're kosher or not kosher. We mentioned shellac. I'll give you some of the highlights of the Sefer, but now it's starting with page Kuf. Shellac. How is shellac made? You're not going to believe it. It's made from bugs. We call lac. Comes out of it when it grows in the tree somewhere. And it comes out of those worms, whatever it may be. Becomes hard as wood. And it's used in various purposes. Some say, Ramosha, what's Ramosha? And others, the people about shellac. Ramosha wants to suggest that it's mutter. Let's take a look and can you get me a gris marsha? Well, I can get myself now. Here, gris. I can do this. Aleph. Here, gris marsha. Here we go. Yoridea. Chelik Aleph. Make sure the right place. Chelik Beis. See if this works. Dvar shellac, yotzi min toloim. Tu b'shvat tovshin chavhei. Rabbi Cornmill. You know what Rabbi Cornmill is? Those who know from the far town should know his name. But dvar shellac, shabba min toloim ayonkim b'sraf ilon yodua. It comes like hard like a wood through the air. What do you do with it? You go to a refinery, you make it thin as water, and you purify it. No taste. Put it with alcohol, 3 or 4 parts alcohol, 1 part shellac. Put it on the candy. Not for taste. Lahamid has zohar. What's zohar mean?
Shine.
Shanasa la candy. Mitzuker. Sugar. Okay. Shalak atzmain go gam chazusa. Nikra confection glaze. Right? Ever know about confection glaze? You know about food? That's what it's on. So he wanted to be moderate. He says like this. Some say it's permissible because certain kinds of dvash. We're not going into that right now. Fine? I don't want this. It's too complicated, this true. This is a long and complex show. Oh, leave it out. It's too long to go in. But here's the bottom line. He says, "Ach af im neima shemikom akom aser, nekeim and shudava shein bo tam, alitin la tam, when his battle barova alcohol shemasarabo." Davashen Dolson Botam Eino Osa Taravaso. Sarab and this battle barov. Kemish the Muakhis of Simon Kuf Dalas of Gimel. Either Shach says in Simon Kuf Gemel Sukkot and Bates. The Avdavashen Nos in Tam Nami Oser. Kemish Lopogim. Shach is Tamua, the Prechosh is Kasha. What are you talking about? Lol of Gam, Lol of Shvach, Osa, that's what's Nos in Tam. Namashiach Pog, we saw Pog, this is Parichas. Last week, the Mukhwech Lakora. And also Tom Klaal, Lo Shach Lefar, Lo Lefkan, Lo Shvach, Lo Hoya, Lo Loma, and also Tom Also Has Shishim. Ke Mokom Al Lechol Has Shishim, Dechi Yave Shishim, Udim Efnei Atzmo, Lo Kodina Mishum, Te Bestama, Lo Sen Tom Has Shishim, Uve Kfeil, you don't need. Oh, yeah, okay. He doesn't understand what the other posts can say. Shach is very schwer. So therefore, the bottom line is, it's going to be okay. In our case, there's no taste whatsoever. 1 second, please. I'm trying to skip some of this. This is a very complicated show. According to the Shach, it's a problem. You have to feel it, you have to taste it. Therefore, shellac, known as in Tom Klaal, moves in alcohol, mutta given according to the Shach, he says. How do you like that? This is where Moshe is true. Okay, well, with me so far, sounds like it's absolutely trade for Moshe's discussion. I don't want to agree to them. Yes?
What
doesn't say it's Maimon. Now, we have the following questions. The next thing he talks about, he's going in order of the Sefer. He talks about something which is called glycerin. Glycerin is in many products that we have. Glycerin, he calls it. He says glycerin is a chemical separation. And according to the fact of the chemical separation, he says he thinks, it depends upon the machlokes between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, something called musk. Do you still have musk nowadays? Still a common thing. It's apparently separated chemically from its original form. It's a machlokes gedolei Rishonim. That's what he says. Yeah. Now, what's the Taka Din? So the Taz writes, Shulchan Aruch. Where's Shulchan Aruch? I lost it. There it goes. No. Here we go. Resh Tes Zayin. Okay, so we're discussing Hilchos Borei Minei Psamim of all places. Borei Minei Psamim. It's interesting that do we have Prima Gadam over here? Let's see what happens. With links. Yes, we have Prima Gadim. Look at this. Looking for the Prima Gadim base. Here we go, musk. Watch this. Some say musk is Afro. I gives time. Ostrak Madrabana. It's a machlokas of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, Safed Rabbanan the Kula. And if Avila the Tam is the Raisa, and Basame Karazina Batlu Kisham Enlo Tam Beshishim. Now, can the Bosem lost the Torah? That's what the Bishop Tosov said. The question becomes Rabbeinu Shel Olam, true right now. It may be batal b'shishim, so it's a din the rabbanon of Avida l'tama. But then the shana start off as a deraisa. We have a famous rule we saw it a few times. It starts off as a deraisa and is galgal to the rabbanon, which should be machmir over here. It's the machlokas of Ben Yonah and the Rosh, and he's a deraisa. Ben Yonah says it's batal because it went through this chemical separation, and the Rosh disagrees. So we should apply the principle. The rice that is galgal to Rabbanon is prohibited. Look in Shach Klali Svek Sveka Klal Yutes. I'm not going to go into it right now. But he says like that the following interesting answer given up in this beautiful safe. Look, over here, the only reason why it's ushered, it was chemically separated. The only reason why it's ushered is Al Shem Sofo. When we had the Mechavas Das Kuf Gimel. It's going to be Mechamei, Royal Chamei, Sacheris, things of this nature. Yes! But when it's going to reach that level, Mechamei, Sacheris, it's going to be Batal B'Shishim. It's going to be Batal B'Shishim, so it's never omed to exist unless in Shishim. So therefore, there's reason to be Makel on the Shalat. It's called the Dark and Shuvah, who asks the glycerin. Okay. What about gelatin? We spoke about gelatin already in the past. Barichas a few times. There's a gelatin in a capsule, it's better. Why? It's not a food. It's as hard as a rock. The Shach says, L'chatchila, it's usher. he's not at the very beginning of the year. Perk Tezayin, Sivkot Lam and Gimel, he's not at the very beginning of the year. Here it's different. Why is it different over here? Shalok Derech Achilaso. In any event, there's no Dorais over here. You remember the Lord of Yehuda we learned about a long time ago. And some say, it's like a Kupas Or, we said before. You had some food, you made it into a chair to sit on. It's bottle the shame, machol. It's bottle the shame, machol. So here too, we can argue that he's not using it for a machol. That's a matter of a question. It's a matter of fact. Were we before in Shulchan Aruch? Were we Shulchan Aruch before? Were we here? Where were we before? Top. Oh no, no, no! Get out of here. Not this one. Let's try this one. Top Membeis. What do I want? Top Membeis. But I need Sharat Tzion. Is that could be in links? It's in the Top Membeis. Rabosai. There's a Mishnah Brewer and a. Make sure it links. No. Oh, Sharat Tzion, yeah. Sharat Tzion. The Sharat Tzion are both saying Simon Tov Mem Beis. Watch this. The Taz is not discussing the Yiddish to be Yeshiva. The Chomets Shebefnim Shele Kupa. Hello, royal achila. They were beer pachu, mishum shabitlu. Otherwise, it may potentially be a problem, according to the Sharat Tzion. Interesting. Now, there's another issue. There is I mentioned before lactose, right? Lactose. So lactose can either be made from cholavakum. If I want to get a different volume of how do I get a different I have to get out of this? This is I'm not. Yeah? I want a different volume of English Moshe. Does anybody get it? Once I'm here or no way? Go back to here. Back to here? Back? We'll go back? I'm not fine. Shoot. Cool. Big worse. Because there are much of the truth about this as well. The problem, not if it's cholavakum, we are making in our part of the world. What happens if it's gvina sakum, cooked from gvina sakum? So much discusses that over here. Okay. Something called, what's that word mean? What it calls? Whey. W-H-E-Y. Whey. Right? Curds and whey. You have the milk, you have to move the cheese, which is the harder part. And the whey is the whatever's left in the liquid. What happened over here? It's the whole story over here. What do they do with it? They cook the cheese. The three kinds of cheese, soft, which is more than yatzo lettuce, bow. Hard, very hard. It's cooked less than yatzo lettuce, bow. Mixed in all the water, and the three cheeses, they dry it out, it becomes dry powder, and this powder, we use it as mutter, and it's called to put into cookies, and candy, and ice cream. What's it in? So, Moshe, this is not a topic really for to now go by Richus, but he goes into this discussion. It's as follows. Oh. Bishul Gvina, B'liya me Gvina Shinesru, Osa Ben Osa Tam. So it's bothering Rav Moshe. He had this problem. Quite long. Oh. I'm sorry, I want wanted to discuss some of the highlights here, but this is taking a very, very long tshuva. Like this. Oh, this is, he gives a number of reasons Rav Moshe has in this tshuva to be making on this question. Why? One is, he says, that's a long paragraph I can't read right now. This idiom of Kitzur Nimritz. He says, we're making that the water is not considered to be absorbing the taste of the cheese. We don't say that based on precedent. The water is separated from the cheese. Doesn't collect its, doesn't get its taste. Way back in Siman Pei Zayin, we discussed Mei Cholov. And some of the Achronim say Mei Cholov is not a Nisa Basa B'Cholov, Bishl Basa B'Cholov Doraisa, for this very same reason. But the Chiddush is this. I explained the Chiddush. Yisra she'asu b'cholav shalakum lo asu ala k'shebo liyad Yisrael hapuk shu adayin b'yarakum lo asru nicha b'pshitas. Why there's no problem with the gavina v'chem about this yubi t'chel b'mitzad b'liya m'cholav akum, even though, why? Because when they got the b'liya, it wasn't b'chashivas Yisra yet. It was no problem. So in that case, that's whatever comes out of this yubi t'chalvi, which is room to be makel on, and it comes into when it's coming still from goyim, which is a pischet shuvah's makel. Those of you who have the green one can look it up in Pimit Kuf Tezvav Sivkot and Zayin, corner of the Chasam Sofer. Turns out, according to him, Pimitzias like this: if it is soft cheese, then they do cook at the Yatzel lettuce bowl. But they make it rely on Moshe's shuvah. Moshe's mat is soft cheeses, because you don't need the rennet to make it hard. Elamai, it's hard cheese. Hard cheese is not Yatzel lettuce bowl. So that's, either way, it's going to be mutter. There's room to be makel when it comes to these lactose. Fine. Then he talks here about what grows on treif. Enzymes, and things of this nature. So he quotes both opinions. Rabosai, in Rabbi Blumengrantz's book, if I'm not mistaken, did we speak of it earlier this year? I think I put in a copy of that page. He wants to ask all mushrooms on Pesach. Because mushrooms grow on something where there's some chametz way, way, way back in the process. Did I bring a piece of paper from this list earlier this year at the beginning of the year? Didn't do it? Thought I did. Maybe I'll bring it in tomorrow. I wanted to suggest that mushrooms are mutter on Pesach. How did it happen? My wife served mushrooms yesterday on Pesach. All of a sudden, I said, "Tumble, what mushrooms?" I looked up, Rabbi Blumenkrantz book, Gewalt. I said, "It's chametz. It grows, and its great-great-great-grandfather was chametz." Yeah, but then you can't eat meat either. Can't drink milk. Everything comes originally from chametz. So I thought it's mutter, but I don't have the paper in front of me. So later I'll show it to you. It's related to enzymes, which you spoke about a little bit as well. Fine. Now, Rabosai, there's almost no case where the actual medical thing is made from treif. It's only the extra stuff there that makes the pill, the binder, the all those other things. But there is an exception. What's called homeopathic medicine. Probably in some of those cases, it's actually treif, the medical component. So here, this is the Magen Avraham. Is that the right word? That's the word he used over here. I'll read you the Hebrew. You tell me what it means in English. I don't know, I thought that's what it meant. This is on page, you want to look it up later on? Page Kuf Lamedal. Trying to make some progress over here. Time is running short. He writes as follows. Sheila zu mitsuya, what is actually the actual medical thing is treif, betrufot homeopatiot.
Dictionary translates
to treatment of disease by minute doses of natural substances. That's right, natural
substances. That in a healthy person would produce symptoms of disease.
Woo! Okay, maybe we should stay away from it. But anyway, but people are doing this all the time.
Yeah, but it doesn't work anyway.
I happen to agree with you, but what can I tell you? So the Mogen Avraham is quoted over here. The Mogen Avraham in Top Mem Beis Sif Cotton Aleph quotes the Rashba. Oh, here's the line. This is the critical line. Hamashkin Shanasim Bechomitz Yain Udvash Asura. Vim Tomar Shinisar Bechomitz Matvash Ubotel Miyuto Zeino. The call she ikro kach ain't no butel. Can you imagine that? Call she ikro kach. Emphasize those words. Underline them. Call she ikro kach ain't no butel, the Rashba says. What's the case it's talking about? Stam yeno le refuah. So he considers, it's meant for the purpose of refuah, that's going to be a problem if the actual medicine is that way. Now let me get to Rambam. Where's Rambam? Rambam for a show. I want to get to the Rambam. Rabosai, very important counter opinion. In Hilchos Macholos Asuras. What was going on? Mishnah Torah? Hilchos alphabetical order? Macholos Asuras. The Hagos Maimini Rabosai. Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Yudalid. Links here. Links. A ghost man, the first one. Watch this. This is the case. Goy wants to give him some food for medicine, which has some sherets of in it. If it's ain't a refuah, you do a... God, it's a bluff. Bluff! It's a dream. It doesn't really cure you. But if it does actually cure you... Second. V'imbitel harofei or sherets refuah b'shishim mutter afapisha bitlo akam lechatchila kemesh lo bitlo yisrael. So he's passing klar that it's mutter against the Rashba. Pashup shall we passing like this in the Ramah? Rabbi Osei, if those who have the green book, can I borrow the green book for a second? I'll read you from here. Thank you so much. I'm going to read briefly, so I don't want to put on the board so quickly. Kuf Yud Dalet. Ramah and Kuf Yud Dalet Sivov. Those who have it can open up. Kuf Yud Dalet Sivov. Can't be. There is no Ramos because the dollars are up. Hold on. Hold on a second. Give me a moment, please. Talk about Sheikhar. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's right in front of my nose. It's Sivav, right in the bottom. So the Mechaber says, watch out for the Yayin Nesach in the beer. And if they do it, you're not allowed to buy them if there's no Shishim in the Shmarim. So the Farish and Ramah is Batal B'Shishim, even though they're putting the wine in there for a very significant reason, obviously. So therefore, we pass in Halacha, presumably, Lekula in this kind of a case. That's the Farish and the Ramah. Now, the Mogen Avraham acid it. If it taste as well, based upon the Rashba. And some want to say, we only acid it for taste, but not for a fool. It's very difficult, because the whole source to acid is in the Rashba, and he's talking about the case of a refuah. There was once a tumult where both sides with Coca-Cola. They didn't want to give away their formula, and they were able to figure out it's for sure less than shishim. There can't be anything problematic. Well, impossible. They wanted to say it's also anyway, but the secret ingredient, still a secret. Secret ingredient is obviously put in there for a good reason. I don't know what the reason is. I think now they showed them all the ingredients. So we have a right to be mekel. So now there's another heter. It's called nos and tam lefgam. Right? And gelatin, we said before, gives no taste. Remember that we had the shach? Lo lishgam, lo lishvach, yusham adin etzasa. So we explained earlier, that means you do taste it, but it's neither good or bad, it's neutral. If you don't taste it at all, then it's mutter. So therefore there's a room to be mekel when it comes to gelatin, because you don't taste it at all. What do you do in mevat nisal lechatchila? What do you do with that? That's a problem. So the Ramah says, in Kuf Nun Hey, we can be mekel for a chol l'shem bo sakonim. Let me show you that. Shulchan Aruch. Hold on a second. Why not see it inside? Shulchan Aruch in front of our fingertips. Shulchan Aruch, here we go. Yoredeya. Kuf Nun Hey. Where is it? In Yoredeyas, Rabbo Sadi Ramah discusses this. In Yoredeya, Kuf Nun Hey, Siv Gimel. Look inside. I mentioned this to you yesterday. Here we go. Mishabba Bamakam Sakana. Mishalab Bamakam Sakana. Kiderech Anasan Asr. Shlok Derech Anasan Mutter. We discussed this already a little bit yesterday. V'yeshom to call these three anom and rabbanon mutl the strapos man. I feel the chol shem osakana. Fine. That's what it says. So there's room to be leaned over here. What's the worst case scenario? You mevatel isal lechatchila. It's only the rabbanon. And the rabbanon there's grounds to be mekel. We just saw. Perhaps. However, and again, those who have the Shulchan Aruch, please open it up. Simen Sadi Tes Sifhei. That's the Sug of Davish of Ein Mevat Nisal L'Chatchila. How will that figure in over here? So in Simen Sadi Tes, Rabbo Sai Sifhei, Ein Mevat Nisal L'Chatchila. Very nice. On the bottom, the mezid is also even b'di'evet, this we know. Sorry, I'm trying to get this. Av in bitlo b'mezid b'shvil chole Mashmo Sataz Sov Simen Pei Dalet. That even if you Mevat L'Chatchila for a Chole, it's going to be awesome. Who says so? The Taz at the end of Simen Pei Dalet. That's what the Gliya Mashmo said in Simen Sadi Tes Sif Hey. Let's take a look at the Taz at the end of Sifkan and the Pei Dalet. Is it really true? Does he really say that? Well, we should assume it's true. The Gliya Mashmo said he said it. Well, not so simple. He writes as follows. Im arafua yedua. This is in the Mishpat Zov Chav Dalet. Mutter. Im ein yedua asur. V'im bita lo akum b'shishim shori afis the Torah. And it's not only about this. Why? Because a guy did it. But if a Jew did it, it would be no good. But he's only talking about a refua she'en yedua. So Gilead Mashah is an inaccurate citation. This is what I'm quoting you from the Sefer Olei, the truth. Do you think that citation is inaccurate? And really would be mutter by Rafua Yudua. Oh. Fine. He discusses the question of whether Omer Mutter, the guy in the factory who's doing it, is an Omer Mutter. So you may recall, Rabbi Kivega quoted a Rivash, that if a factory does it, anyone who buys it is considered Nasalo. Nasalo, then it's considered also even by the Yavet if he didn't amaze it. If he didn't know about it, that's a big machloikas. We spoke about it by Riches. That was a whole long discussion. We thought we would know to the Hachmir in that in that shaila. But I saw an amazing chazanish, someone who's not from, who is manufacturing for a not from crowd. Chazanish writes, "Ein miskavel levatel." He knows nothing about it. Never heard of it. No. However, what will happen if you want to serve the entire community, from and not from? So then, perhaps you will consider miskavel levatel with respect to the from community. Wow, these are all fascinating kiddushim found over here in the Sefer of Oleil the Trufa, and discussing the aim about this Ratchila in the context of medicines. Oh. The when it comes to a goy, there's some room to be machmir, because he's doing it with Tzorach Yisrael, so it's prohibited. But Moshe has a tshuva about this too. Where are we in Rav Moshe? Igris Moshe? The first one was what? Chelik Beis. No, it's no good. We have to get out now? One Chelik Aleph. Go back here. Sorry, I want to show you this. Be kitzer. Igris Moshe. Yeah, Chelik Aleph. Rav Moshe is sure about this kind of a situation. Go. Watch. This is written a long time ago. Nisan, almost the anniversary. Tov Shin Ches. About 65 years ago, this tshuva was written. Rav Moshe. Whole discussion of wine gets mixed into other things. Can't read the whole thing again. It's a long shuvus. Minute. Oh, umasha kosan kro taroso. Shekeman shaharba Yisrael konim. Avshim amiut marbim b'shvilam. Chen dom ezel od marbim lahavi b'chutz tchum b'shul Yisrael amuatim. Shosik yis erim edav mem. Yelo chashashi lezeh mikama taimim sheyesh bebitul zehazeh lahati chodah demistaber kevin shubishvil knas lo shayach ele ba'osa isa bebitulo tuk she'irev la'ochel hu atzma o yisrael acher avam bim'irev la'achel la'akum shelo osa isa doho kevin shemashor limkolo o isa gufei leka shemisa betarovis en shayal lekonso v'lochein af im neim o shekevin sheyesh gam miut yisrael ma'konim kagon chelek asiri 10% Nimsesh echad me'asara osu avur Yisrael shenasa bezeh Yisr sheyesh lekonso al kol ponim hoyesh tisha shelo osa behu Yisr shenikdos alayu umutar v'chol the parish mu parish. Wow, I breira. Nah, I don't say that. The rabban is only suffek. The whole pilpul. More than that, he quotes the marshal loyadam imena shebit lavuro sharilei. So it's permissible. Rabbi Kivego says it's against the Rivash. We saw it before. If you're doing it for the Jews, it's considered to be prohibited. Even though we paskin l'chumra, there are those who are mekel. I'm not sure what that's all about. And it's drabonon, is no shoresh, mutl levat l'chadchila, a third reason. Fourth, the Rambam holds. All the rabbonon is levat l'chadchila. And he signs his name. So Rav Moshe had four different svaros to permit this item. Okay, Rabosai. Now, her bottom line is the Chazon Ish was mekel when it comes to medicines on Pesach. This is clear, even though I have chametz in it. The problem with this Tirak, so we already gave you the answer before. We assume that Tirak, there, the medicine itself is chametz. But the Chazon Ish's case is we're referring to a situation where the medicine itself is not chametz. The other stuff thrown in is chametz. And then we can be mekel. Then the following amazing vort. How can I show this to you? Tough mem. What was that? Tough mem base. Links. Wonder how go the will go the links. That's it. I want to show the Makor Chaim. The Makor Chaim in Hichos Pesach is the Chavas Das. He has an amazing vort. He says that if somebody eats chometz shelo kederach achilasa, so we say there's no issa deraisa of achilas chometz. No, wrong. You will mevatel the din deraisa of tashbisu, because tashbisu somi batechem cannot be done through eating. The famous Balamor, the Balamor says about eating, elocha hashbosa gedola mizu. That's the famous Balamor. You didn't have a pace. You can't. No one agrees with it. It's called the Balamor we had today. Was there chametz in our lunch today? So you can't touch pizza 3 days before Pesach. But no one holds that way. So if we don't hold that way, so the Makor Chaim says you're over Naveira. Chamsa Chazanish says no. That's if you eat it normally. If you eat it abnormally, shaloka derech achiloso, so you are mashbis shaloka derech achiloso. Even though you ate it shaloka derech achiloso, not if you burn it. That's a fascinating kula of the Chazanish. Fascinating. Do we have Minchas Chinuch here? Can we get that somehow? How would we get Minchas Chinuch? They don't have it? Okay. The Minchas Chinuch has a Chiddush Nifla, which I can't show you, that Chometz Shalok Adar Achiloso is no Malchus Klor, but it's still an Issa Doraisa. If that's true, and I'll show you tomorrow, then the Kulas that we had before would not apply. We only make it by a Chol Hashem HaSakana, because it's the Rabbana. Now, what will happen if it's not Nifla Meyodah? Chazanish says you got to sell it to a goy. That's why I have on my list of things I sell medicines. It's not necessarily achilas adam. You do a mechas chinuch? On how I get it? Sifrei mitzvahs. Sifrei halacha uminho. Up. Sifrei mitzvahs. There it is. Chinuch. Where's the chinuch? Chinuch. Okay. They have Minchas Chinuch too? Oh, you get it as a link. Separate tab.
Yeah.
So. Minchas Chinuch, believe it or not. Thank you. Hashem's bow. This for you, Tess. That's amazing. Mitzvah Yutess. So we're looking at Mitzvah Yutess. Let's see Minchas Chinuch. How big is it? Whoa. No paragraphs over here. Oh, watch this. V'hinei Ev Shaloma. For the Eber Menachai. There's a Chiddush about Tzomas V'gidin Mitzdarfin. So it's not Mitzalius Pras. Maybe here also. Chom Mitzhenifsel Mechilas Adam. Also, or then a royal Achila. Avshat Torah Chiva also. Mikom Mechilashuim Kain Dakim Bebas Hachas. But not Mitzalius Mechilas Pras. Wow. Mechilash Nifla. Oh. One second. This is famous, but it's not. Whoa, I can't find it. Can anyone see? I just can't find it. I'm supposed to talk to me here about Shaloka Derech Achila. I don't see it over here. Maybe it's the next one. Anyone find it over here, Shaloka Derech Achila? Oh, I just saw it. Watch this. Look. Oh. There's a poskim who say that loka shaloka da achilasa. Because kolshu, I chatshi osim atorah, shaloka da achilas, and osim atorah, because the most poskim. Bishlam achatshi shir, hatamashim chazat starufe, so shaloka da achilasa lo shayar zeh. Therefore, it's not Minatorah. If Kosher Lamakis, the Raisa, Shulchan Achil is also going to be chayav. Im kein, look at this now. Look at this amazing chiddush. Quote to the Rambam. Zegzeres akosu milo yochol dechatzis shiros from the Torah. Af lo shechos letzterufe. Im kein, shulchan Achil also nami gis the Torah. Achin lokin. Lechatzis shir. Even by chometz. Wow. So that's what he wanted to say. If that's true, then the head of Shulchan Achil also by chometz and Pesach wouldn't apply. Called it as pilpul the minchas chinuch. It's only called to the Rambam if the Rambam meant that. But I just wanted to give you the full disclosure from this sefer. For Leil the truth, we quote this minchas chinuch. Okay, thank you. The following situation, Abosai, is medicine which is edible, chewable tablets, and you have to eat it either for bikuach nefesh, right, or you'll eat it karcha b'siv. You put it in a piece of tissue. You put it in a capsule. But if you own it, only it is an Issa D'Raisa. So you have to do, you have to not own it. You have to sell the chametz to a goy before Pesach. And when you want to go into the medicine cabinet, wherever it's hardy and you use it, hit in the mucha and the mezumah not to be koned this chametz. Ah, you're a ganef, gezalak and mezosar. The goy is not makbet. The goy is not makbet. He's not makbet. Yes?
I thought you, when you steal something, you take ownership of it.
No. No. No, not automatically. No. Interesting question. Why do you call it a shinoi? The minute you take the pill and you put it into your mouth and it becomes from a pill and now becomes junk, you know, that should be cornered. See a corner in here. Yeah, but it's too late. You already swallowed it. I guess that's what he's driving at. I assume. But I'm just giving you, give you an example. That's what he says. Have kavana not to be cornered. He wants to go as far as to say somebody over here, when you go to the drugstore and you buy it, don't pick it up till you pay for it. Why? Because you pick it up, you chayav b'achrayus. Chayav b'achrayus is a bayua. I don't think it's true in Mitzias. If I go to a store and I pick up something that falls, I have to pay for it. You do, yeah? But maybe he's right.
I think it depends on the store and what happens to the object if it breaks. So then it depends on the store.
Okay. But then maybe he's right. Fine. The problem is, Rabosai, and here's a major problem with the Magen Avraham before. The Magen Avraham says over here, Sivkotin Beis, he says, Ein Aror L'Achila, Tahavale Kenukshe Ayedei Tarovus. And therefore what? See that you'd Machsa Shevet, what does he mean by that? Uminukshe B'Tarovus. That's what he says. Watch this now. No, where are you? Kotzvach Ronim, watch this now. The ain lochus shemiyavu liochlo came on the ain roar lachilu klal. That's why I don't have to get rid of it. So you suggest the same thing applies by medicine. Because even though you may eat it, you can only eat it shloka de achachiloso. We assume against that mechaz chinuch, that's not a problem in Pesach. So he wants to suggest that it's mutter. The nukshe de tarovis is osur. Why? Shemiyavu liochlo. And that would not apply in our situation. If on the other hand, there are poskim who say that nukshe ayedei taroves, not everyone agrees with this Magen Avraham. Some say that it's also for this reason, shem yochlenu, and therefore wouldn't apply when shloka derech hakilasa. And others say it's like Tiriak, it's lost the status of Chametz completely. Now our both say we come to finally at the end of this year to discuss the question of all those creams and gels and soaps and everything. Everyone's tumbles the whole world. There's such a tumble in all these. What's talking to them of all these things? So let's give a little bit of a sadistic background to this as much as time allows. Let's go back to Shas Bavli. It was better to see it in its original. Where's Talmud Bavli?
The second one.
Thank you. Show a couple of Tosfos. Also a Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli, Rabosai. Talmud Bavli. Here we go. I want to show you Talmud Bavli, Rabosai. Yuma. Where's Yuma? Yeah. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Guys, get some links. I want to get Tosfos. Links. Tosfos. So Tosfos in Masechta Yuma Ayin Zayin. The Tznan. Minayin the Sicha Shikashtia. Okay? So the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, it says it's a Braisa. Rabbi says, Soch Keshoset. Okay? There's an issue of someone who is doing Sicha Keshtia and would be Chayev in certain situations. Frek Toisvis. But over here it says, Sochem Chofei. Here's a question. Umuta Adam Lasuch Bechelev. Lo Ashkan Sich Itza Sicha Kishtia El Yomakipurim of a Truma. Uvi Suri Hana. Otherwise not. Because Ravina Shayav the Bate Guharke the Orla. Shlok Derech Hana also Kavinda. Okay? What's he saying? Chelev the Hitiru Bahana. Mutter. Uvi Truma is an Asmachta. And Yom Kippur is Tainuk. Rafu Ashari. So Tos over here says in Masechta Yuma the following is so. Sicha Keshtia only applies to Truma and to Yom Kippur, and not to other Macholos Asuris. That's what Tos is over here. Fine. Shita number one. Shita number two, Rabbi Osai. Alphabetical order? Yeah. Sheet number two is a Tosis and Masechta Nida on that same Gemara we saw quoted before. Where are we? Oh, here we are. Lamed Beis. Daf Lamed Beis. On Daf Lamed Beis, Rabbi Osai is a Tosis and Masechta Nida, Amar Aleph. What happened? Press? Yeah?
Okay.
Press okay? Okay.
There's too many on top,
but yeah. So what should I do? I'm okay now? Oh, close. I'll close. I'll close, Mr. Brewer.
Maybe it was okay first.
It was okay. What do I do? What?
X.
Where's X?
There's little X's in there. Where? In the corners of each
tab.
There's an X. No, see, there's an X right here in this
corner.
Right there where I'm pushing.
Is that X?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you push that a couple
of times. Okay, I'll put a couple of X. X.
I
feel like I'm a cruel guy.
Okay, you can. It will open up now.
Okay, for at least for a while. Oh, about twice over here today. So, okay, links, Tosfos. This is a different shita, of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has another shita. What's Rabbeinu Tam shita? Oh, uchashem ba'atzmosov. Okay? So there's a steer again in two gemaras between Nida and Psachim. Or Rabbeinu Tam. Dafka sichas shemen as mechua rabbanon akra v'osimid rabbanon avos sichas shel shuman chazir v'shel chelim shaya. So Rabbi Osai, we have two shitas so far. Tosfos Yuma says that's only also by Yom Kippur and Truma Nisur Hano, and Tosfos in Nida says Rabbi Natan only oil, otherwise it's considered to be mut. However, Rabbi Osai is a third sheet. That is the sheet of the Mordechai. How do I get that? How do I get a Mordechai, Rabbi Osai? The first Rabbi Avli?
Yeah.
Okay. You show me. Mordechai, okay. It's Shabbos. Okay, the Mordechai and Shabbos, got to figure out now how to locate this, has a third Shita. Which parak is it? Let's try this. That's a guess. No, I'm off. I'm going to use up my quota soon. Try this. Oh, empty. Okay. No, that's okay. If I should not have a test, I appreciate that. Is this X? If anyone can stop. Can I get back in now? Yeah? Sorry, which should not have a test? Try Kira. Slick Pirka. Oh, come on. Was I here before? I don't know where I was anymore. Oh, we're getting close. Oh, Shin Lamites. Here we go. Again, the same problem. What's in the Sikh Gashtir? I would dash in the Sikh Gashtir. It's the Rabbanon. V'lo gozru al Sikh shel Tanug. Aber mishim tzara refua lo gozru. Chatotim barosh asoch kedaga v'kipur v'nechoshesh. According to this sheet, the Rabbosai, Sikh really is a problem all the time. It's an Isa the Rabbanon. It's only permissible when it's with Malkum Tsar. How do we pass on the halacha? Let's take a look over here. Shulchan Aruch Mefarshav. Is that it? Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim. Hilchos Shabbos. Shin Chavav. This. So in Siman Shin Chavav, the Ramah writes as follows. Also Lirchot the Boris, you're calling Zayf. What's Zayf?
Soap.
Why, Rabbosai? Because it's Shabbos. If it's Sunday, can you use soap? Yeah, why not? Well, catch the links. Biragro, no dice. We're in Sif. What Sif are we in now? Yud. Mashem Edvarav, the Bechol Mutter. Taisa says it's a Nidar, Ben Atam. Tochuk, it's Yom Kippur and Israel Hashem and Dafka. That's a Shver of Orda, Taisa. Abba Mordechai. Also in the hedger, came up Yom Kippur, the Idi Kares, came Betruma, Inui, yeah, Dama the Shtia, Tosis of Mordechai, Kosos Asmachtahu, Venom with Rabbanon, also the Shtia, Bamakum Tsari, Tiru Kamash Kazafek Basu the Yuma, Katan the Barosha, Shlomo Makum Tsari Osir, right? And therefore it's Osir, the Gaon wouldn't use soap. He wouldn't use soap. Unless we had a Heksher. Shita Sagra. What's the Minhag HaOlam? And by the way, you want to look, I have it, and I like to show things a little bit from regular print, those have the green book. Look in the Taz, Rabbosai, and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin. It's exactly the same thing that is the Gra. That's soap that you're using to, not your laundry detergent, your soap that you use to wash your body requires a Hashkacha. Taz Kuf Yud Zayin Siv Koton Dalit. Let's see. Whoa. Very long. Hold on, we'll come to that in a minute. I can't read the whole thing to you. Bottom line is it's in the middle of this long Taz. He wants to Aser soap. Here he goes. Kozer Beis Yosef. He still lost besara bechelav chazir. The sicha bechlal shti. I will make lactosis. Only Yom Kippur and Oisa Hano. Bechelav atera we can be somewhat more lenient. But then he says no. Only mutav b'makom tsar. But a bar mishum tanig lo. Therefore, don't you dare use tray for soap on your body for sicha's purposes. So paskin zataz. I just read it to you. Kuf Yud Zayin Dal. Those who have it in regular can look it up in there on your own. How's the minig olam rabosai halacha lemaisa? What do you say? The minig halacha lemaisa? Nah, we are makel rabosai. We are makel. It's interesting. When we wash with soap, is that called sicha or is that called rechitza? So, first of all, once we're here, let's, in links, I want to show you over here links. Well, that's Shulchan Aruch. Well, we just came from there. What happened? We're in Sif Yud. Well, I want to get links again. What links do we have over here? Bir Halacha. That's it. I want to show you, you shouldn't get panicky about this before you turn around, you have to panic out. The halacha says the minig olam to be makel the shayl. Ayin begra, sicha geshtia, rabbanan at least. Minig olam lirchos beboros shlano nasa michelev, rak ezen bedaktim zehirim bezeh. Yeah, if you hasid boros and asim shlano michelev, nochan lachush kdasam achrin. Rokeach soap. Was a big millionaire that came to America. He made the soap product, which was kosher. I don't know if people followed the Gro in those days. I don't know. I guess people were machmedaktikim in the Charlotte. I never grew up with this. We had all kinds of soaps. That was our minute. Again, with washing with soap, there were those who claim that's called rechitza. It's not called sicharo. And the Prichodesh says the whole thing is not a problem. You know why? Ein oror lachila. Soap, a dog wouldn't eat soap. Now, you have to analyze this a little bit carefully, Rabbi Osai. Because the Bir Halacha, who's talking about soap, he knew that soap was inedible. And so then why did he say it's not Rol Achila? So here's the answer, Rabbi Osai. The Prichadish L'shitosa. Prichadish holds, you may recall we spoke about it a little recently. If it's Nifsu Me'achila, it's mutter to eat it. Except for Baal Teshaktsu. That's a famous Prichadish. It's nothing to talk about. For sure it's mutter besicha. What about most poskim who argue and say it's asim with the Rabbanan to eat it? It's because of Akshave. What's the source of Akshave, Rabbi Osai? The rush in Masechta Pesachim. I want to show you the inside. We saw it once before. Before Shia Ababli? We've shown on the Babli? Where's the rush? Rush? Pesachim. Where's Pesachim? There it is. We saw this once before, Perek Beis. Oh no, you guys. I'm sorry for this delay, we have to end in a few minutes. It's going to be a little more slack here. Can I go now? Perek Beis. Simon Aleph. It's very important to see this. This is our last point for today. The Rosh says, this is the whole Akshvei, it comes from the rush. Here we go. Chercho kon ezmane, mutla no sach ezmane. Nifsa melecha lekelev, pashibsha. Yesh yirotzu lomar, lav dafka no, du adin nami achila, dafra biyamu, lo mistaber. Afo gav de botla das ochel et skolod, mikomakom, came in the iu kochele, osur, we call it Akshvei. Alright, so you can't eat it, but anoz mutter. I know it's mutter before she gemara. Chercha kodem zmano, mutter la'alvach hazmano. Seems to me, the machmirim say, that's because it's meant originally to be eaten. Now you burned it, you singed it, it's no longer edible. So the fact that it went from edible to inedible, that's called mutter, and there's no action when it comes to sharanos. When it comes to soap, Rabosai, soap was never meant to be eaten. Soap was meant to use to take a shower. So it's meant for sicha, it's not nifsal misicha. Not nifsal misicha at all. And there was a possibility, Rabbi Osai, that it's usur even if it's nifsal meachilas kelev. Maybe. Because I repeat again, when does Nifsal help if it's supposed to be good and you made it bad? It was supposed to be bad. It wasn't Nifsal. The soap is just as good now as it ever was and never will be. So therefore, there's grounds to say that the whole principle of Nifsal wouldn't apply when it comes to soap, even if it's Nifsal Mechilas Kelev. Yes. Nifshal me? Ah, you're saying a good word. If Sichas, Kishtia, how do we get Aruch HaShulchan? I just want to show one more thing. Where do I find it? Shulchan Aruch HaMafarshav? Where is that? Chiburim? Aruch HaShulchan. My last thing for today. Aruch HaShulchan. Yoredeya. Kuf Yuzayim. Where are we? What's this? Yeah. Kuf Yud Zayin. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin to be moderate if it's going to be. Where is it? Here? If it's going to be Nifsal Mechilas Kelev at least. Not everyone agrees to that either. Here we go. Yesh Rosam Lassel Lassel Beborshkon Zayf. Sich Geshtir. Yesh Matirin. Beis Rabbein Atam. Only Yom Kippur. Only Rabbanan. Ramah. Right. Nolan. Chol Shari. Grah. Matir lo matir rak b'makom tsar. Onam b'boris shalonu shu masriach af ha-kelev en aroi. En lo chalef kam yosem izeh. Pshita she'en mezeh chashash afilu lebriim. Chene minik poshet b'chol tfusus Yisrael losu b'boris b'merchas v'en po teper mitzafsei. Well, almost. Also, we'll stop here. And tomorrow, that is our last shiur. We'll do a little bit more about these inyanim, and then mostly the shiur will be on the Haggadah. If you have any questions, of course, tomorrow's Thursday shiur is at 10:45. See you out of the Shemayim. Okay.
So from the Sarah Shulchan, though, he's talking about Boris, that smells bad. Ours.
That smells bad. It means it's.
It's rotting.
It means it's not edible. That's what I think it means. Kamen have your b'chinah. Where's Kamen?